Hello, welcome back to the Willich Experience Podcast, American League Wild Card Preview Edition. This is, of course, Tuesday night at Yankee Stadium, or New Yankee Stadium, or the Bellagio with a baseball diamond in the middle of it that has a moat that separates the haves from the have-nots, or I guess it is New York, the filthy rich against the slightly less rich people that can go to a Yankee Stadium postseason game. They host the Houston Astros, Nizola's Houston Astros, at 8 o'clock on ESPN Tuesday night. As someone that's watched the Astros closely all season, Allison, I'm here with Allison Footer, by the way. Hi, Allison. We're short on time. These podcasts are nice and short, so I'm dispensing with the pleasantries. When you look at the Astros in this series, what are their advantages? Look, it's going to be Dallas Keuchel on short rest, it appears, against Masahiro Tanaka. What about the Astros makes you think they've got a chance to win this game, or is there anything?
No, I was thinking about it right after they lost the last game of this season and then started celebrating. But I thought, I can't bet against these guys. I've been very skeptical of them. I'm always kind of like, I don't give them much of a chance. But in this kind of situation, because I just feel like their hitters are sort of loose and carefree and a little bit too young to understand like how big this is and how intimidated they should be by all this. And I don't think they're going to. I don't believe, as we've talked about, I don't believe in momentum at all. So I don't think that the fact that they ended the season on a pretty good note and the Yankees did not really has anything to do with what's about to come. They played very well at Yankee Stadium earlier in the season. I believe they took 2 of 3. And I think that they're just having themselves such a good old time, and there's not any pressure on them from an organizational standpoint to not screw this up. And for whatever reason, I feel like that's going to help them. Whereas the Yankees are like the Yankees. And it would be humiliating for them to be eliminated by those Houston Astros that were so terrible not so long ago. And I think there'll be more pressure on them. Of course, they have home field advantage. So that is a big, big, big deal. But Dallas Keuchel, he has shown me time and time again this year, you can never count that man out. And I don't, even if it's on short rest, I kind of like the Astros' chances in this. I really do.
I have to say, when you look at all the rosters in the postseason, I think the Yankees might actually have the worst one. Like, yeah. I'm sad that, like, I it's strange to say when you're talking about the Yankees, but there is a – they've just kind of hung on. And even a lot of their best players are struggling now. Beltran's come along, and I think he's saved them a lot. But really, outside, like, the only reason to me, well, not the only reason, the only reason to, there's the main reason to pick any team in any wild card game is that it's one game, and who knows, because one game is insane. But to me, the strongest reason to pick Yankees this game is Tanaka. Because Tanaka is a terrific pitcher, and he's fully rested, and he's going to be ready to go. And maybe if you want to get into a Yankees Stadium mystique type of thing, you can. But to me, I don't think this is a really strong team. And we've talked for you. You've been a little down on, I guess, the Astros as they've been kind of a 500 team since that start. But to me, the Yankees they're wobbly. In a way that you doesn't – like, it's another impressive job by Joe Girardi. I feel like he's one of the most underrated managers in baseball to kind of keep – and we all just assume the Yankees should be in the postseason, but they shouldn't be. And they should be about 500, and they probably shouldn't have been the last couple of years. I think the Yankees are still in a rebuilding moment the way the Yankees rebuild, which is that they're a couple of years away from being dominant again. It's impressive they even got to this point. But I got to say, I'm not really impressed with that lineup right now. I'm not really impressed with that defense right now. Up the middle, they are a mess offensively. I also like the Astros in this game. I feel like – now, are you worried – how is Keuchel on short rest? This is pretty short rest.
I don't think he's ever pitched on short rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's all uncharted waters. I mean, I have no idea, like, how Colin McHugh is going to perform as he puts more innings on his arm than he ever has if they get past this game. I mean, everything is like, there's no history to base any of this on. I'm with you. I mean, the Yankees, like, I just kept waiting for them to kind of fade away over time. They don't do anything dynamic or interesting. It's like home runs, or they're messing things up. They're kind of slow. It's just not really like a complete team or a well-rounded team. And I think that, anybody, even like Yankees fans would probably agree that there's a lot of flaws that would make you think that, I mean, they were really in control of that first wild card for just about the entire time until like 5 days ago, where it sort of became a little bit in danger. So, but yeah, their pitching has been good. It's been fine. But in a one game playoff, I don't know. You just wonder if they're going to, you know, what kind of team is going to show up. And I just feel like the Astros are going to be like, well, heck, you know, we don't have anything to lose. So let's just go out and win this game. And I don't know, that mentality might help them a little bit.
Yeah, I got to say, I agree with you. I think that I don't know if the Yankees are going to be shaky. I just don't think they're very good. I think the Yankees, if you stack up every team, the American League, you know, the wild card teams, I know we like the Astros, and I feel like they would belong here, but this is not a world-beating Astros team either. I think you can make an argument that whereas in the National League, these are two of the best teams in all of baseball, maybe two of the best three teams in all of baseball playing, these are not two of the best teams in all of baseball.
Yeah, in the National League, I mean, when you look at those teams, it's not that they're just the best teams this year. I mean, these are some of probably the best teams in the last decade or so. I mean, when you're talking about the talent level, you go and you look at the pitching and the defense and the offense. I mean, yeah, there's nothing that, like, stands out to me as, you know, so spectacular about either one of these teams. And really, it's just pretty much like Dallas Keuchel having carried this pitching staff all season. But other than that, you know, it's anybody's guess. But again, the bullpen was not good in September, and it's probably because it's tired. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I know nothing, Will. I know absolutely nothing.
You know plenty. But yes, we know nothing is going to happen in this game because this is it's a wild card game. So all sorts of weird things can happen. So you are picking Houston. I am picking Houston, which means, of course, the Yankees are going to win and make us both look silly.
Of course.
But all right, well, thank you, Allison. Everyone follow Allison on Twitter, Allison Footer, AlysonFooter. We are doing these preview podcasts. Next up is the National League Wild Card, and then we'll be previewing all the division series. So enjoy, and I'll talk to you in the future. And so will Allison, because we speak into microphones, because that's what we do here on podcasts. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Will.